在旧约的圣经1049页。
In the Chinese Bible, 1019, page. 1019 page.
以西结书第38章，我们来看这一段的经文。
Ezekiel chapter 38。
我们知道以西结第36章是讲到这一个第一次世界大战的光景。
Ezekiel 36 depicts the World War I situation。
以西结第37章讲到第二次世界大战所应验的一些事情。
Ezekiel 37depicts what happened during World War II.
那就是以色列国再复国的光景。
This is when the nation of Israel was founded.
然后第38章、39章告诉我们以色列复国之后所要面对的一个很大、很恐怖、很危险的仇敌。
Ezekiel 38 and 39 tells us after the revival of the state of Israel, what kind of persecution, what kind of problems they would face.
所以我们今天要看看一下在以色列回国到现在30多年的时间里面有什么仇敌要对着以色列国家。
So let's study what the Bible tells about after the state of Israel is founded, who are their enemies, what kind of enemies would go after them.
我们先做祷告。
Shall we pray?
天父，我们求你圣灵在这个时候开我们属灵的眼睛，你的灵充满你的仆人，让讲的翻译的都能够同感于灵，但愿你帮助我们这个聚会，使我们在短短的时间当中有所得着，开我们的眼睛，叫我们看见你，感动我们，叫我们激励爱主的心，使我们把自己完全摆在祭坛上。所以听我们祷告，奉耶稣的名求，阿们。我们知道在圣经告诉我们主耶稣快来的末日的日子里头，
The Bible tells us before Christ comes the second time,
这个世界将要分成4个大祭团。
The world, as we know, will be divided into 4 main camps.
一个是东边的大集团，一个是西边，一个是南方的，一个是北方大集团。
An eastern camp, a western camp, a northern camp, and a southern camp.
那么东方的大集团就是中共、日本、印度这些国家要起来的。
The eastern camp will compose of China, Japan, and India.
那么西方的这个大集团就是告诉我们在共同市场。
And the Western camp will be composed of the European Common Market.
然后呢，南方的这个大集团就是北非跟阿拉伯国家，他们要联盟起来。
The Southern camp would be the Northern Africa and the Arab nations who will be united together.
那么北方的大集团呢，就是那个北极熊苏联的国家。
And that of the North would be the Great Bear Russia itself.
啊，今天我要跟大家分享的就是一个大集团，一个方向。
I'd like to share with you tonight just one main camp.
就是北方的大集团。
The camp of the North.
为什么我讲这个题目呢？
Why do I speak on this topic?
因为很多人对政治少有关心有了解，都很担心，很在注意到这个北方的集团将来要怎么样的在这个世界上成了怎么样的光景。
Because many of us are interested in the news, we'd like to know what in the future, what would Russia do? What part would Russia play in prophecy?
弟兄姊妹，圣经在以西结写这本书的时候，
When the book of Ezekiel was written,
它是在主前580年写的。
It was written before Christ, 580 BC.
它是被以色列被掳到巴比伦，在巴比伦写这个预言的。
He was transferred from his own country to Babylon, and he wrote this book in Babylon.
所以到现在来讲，这个预言大概是在2500年前写的。
So this prophecy was written 2,500 years ago.
那么很奇怪的一件事，当以西结写这本书的时候
，Very interesting thing. When Ezekiel wrote this book,
北方的那一个地图呢不大，但是呢人口大概有1000多人而已。
The map of that area, the northern part.Was not huge, and the people was there was only a population with 1,000 persons.
所以呢，很奇怪一件事，怎么可能在当时写这本书的时候，人口那么少，是一个很弱的国家的民族，到现在2500年之后，变成世界一个最大的强国
？So how come it is when the book was written, there was only a very few population there, but today it has a large population and a strong nation.
弟兄姊妹，预言的一个解经就是证明神的话语的正确性、绝对性的、可靠性的。
Beloved, one of the implications of prophecy is to confirm the exactness of God's word.
好，我们看以西结在神的灵感动之下，他写了38章、39章，有什么启示呢？
Under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, what did Ezekiel write in chapter 38 and 39?
普通我在讲这两章，大概用三堂的时间。我今天要用快速度把这一章里面头一章多一点时间，第二章我们稍微简单的一起讲一下。
Usually I take three sessions to talk about these two chapters, but I'll do my best today.
我们看到这个以西结在耶和华的话语临到身上说，要他写出几个国家的名字。
The word of the Lord came into Ezekiel and wanted him to write the names of several countries.
他说：“耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要面向着马哥地的哥哥，就是罗斯米色土巴的王，发一言攻击他。”
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him.
弟兄姊妹，为什么很多传道人不要研究预言呢？
But she said, why does it many ministers do not like to study prophecy?
因为预言要研究话是需要下好多的功夫，日夜要在那边研究的。
Because if we really study prophecy, we have to spend day and night digging into it.
还要你有很多工具的。
We need a lot of tools.
很多传道人讲道就是灵异话，灵异解经话。
Many ministers when they preach, it's they spiritualize.
啊，比方说一句话，比方说
啊、for example,
挪亚的方舟。
The Noah's Ark
啊，预表什么呢
？What does that represent？
预表说耶稣被挂在十字架上，那个旁边那个门代表耶稣的肋骨被刺。
Noah's Ark represents when Christ hung on the cross. The door of the ark represents when the side of Christ was pierced.
那么这个讲道很容易讲的。
It's easy to preach this way.
这个是老生常谈的话语啊。
This has been repeated and repeated.
有一个传道人。
A minister,
我今天不讲名字。
I won't quote his name.
有一个人问他说
，Someone asked him,
哎，这个挪亚的方舟啊，到底有几个动物在里头啊
？He said, How many animals were inside Noah's ark?
那这个传道人呢不谦卑，他怎么讲？他一句话就反对人家。他说这些人呢就是搞圣经、搞科学，乱讲的，不懂得神的旨意是什么。
And this minister, instead of answering him, he said, You people, you.All you know is science. You don't believe the Bible. You don't know what you're asking about.
就说那个东西是表什么？表救恩呐，基督耶稣的救赎。
He said, "Oh, that thing, that ark, it represents Christ and salvation."
我告诉你，这个讲法呢，是一部分对呀。
Yes, this answer is partly right.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能去研究到底有多少动物在里面呢
？Brother sister, can we go and research how many animals were inside the ark?
可以研究的。
Yes, we can.
但是那些讲灵异传道的不研究、不懂的，他还在那边说那个人那是搞圣经科学，根本的是预表那个是很危险的解经讲道。
But this minister, instead of researching, they say, "Oh, you know, everything about science, but nothing otherwise, and this is just representing some spiritual meaning."
所以我希望弟兄姊妹在听讲言的时候特别当心，没有受过神学训练的话呢，要特别当心。也不是说神学的话都已经讲得很好的。特别要注意一下。
So when we invite speakers, we must be careful that they must have theological training.
否则的话，他可以把很多真理的歪曲化呢，就变成了很危险的一种的这个道理了。
Otherwise, they may distort some doctrine and would be very dangerous.
所以告诉我们什么？以西结告诉我们说，他说你面要向着马哥地的哥哥。
Ezekiel tells us, you look into Gog and Magog.
这里马哥地什么地呢
？Here, where is Gog?
英文叫做 Magog。
English is Magog.
那么马格地的哥哥就是 Gog, G-O-G.
The land of Magog is Gog, G-O-G.
我今天讲的就是说，圣经2500年前告诉我们说，有一个民族国家的 G-O-G 要向 Capital G-O-D 的对抗。
The Bible tells us 2,500 years ago that a nation called G-O-G is going to go against a G-O-D.
那我们看这个马哥哥什么意思呢
？What does Magog?Mean
now, God means.
But God means.
哥哥的意思乃是告诉我们说，坐在众人之上的意思。
God means he that seated above all the nations.
换句话说，马可地的这个领袖想要坐在众人之上。
In other words, the leader of Magog would like to sit among all the nations.
那么马可地的这个地方是在哪里呢？
Where is the land of Magog?
等一下，我们再研究好了。
Let's research that later on.
然后下面告诉我们，就是罗斯米色图巴的王。
And later on it says Meshach Tubal, the prince of Meshach and Tubal.
弟兄姊妹，这个罗斯米色图巴什么意思呢？
What does Ross, Meshach and Tubal?
我们今天没有办法从这个字眼学历史学家他们怎么样在把这个字的演变告诉你。我们只解释说，罗斯啊，就是中国人常常讲俄罗斯，就是苏联。
Rus means what we always say Russia.
因为英文的翻译叫做 Rus, R O S H, Rus.
The English translation is Rush, R O S H.
那么 Russia 呢是从这个字慢慢的演变过来的。
Russia is derived from R O S H.
好，米色这个名字什么意思呢？
What does Meshach mean?
米色叫 Meshach.
Meshach.
那么若是你从中文的看的时候呢，你根本不知道有什么连贯性，什么国家叫做米色，不了解的。
From the Chinese, we may not know how it is derived from.
但是有很多的学者在研究到底米色是什么。Meshach 呢，这个字啊，后来改作 Meskiu 改作 Moscow， 这莫斯科就是古时候字的米色来的。
Meshach became Meshach, Meshach became Moscow.
那么图巴什么意思呢？
What does Tubal mean?
图巴就是在这个罗斯地的一个很重要的城市，在苏联东边的一个城市叫 Tubal。古时候是首都，后来移到莫斯科来了。
Tubal is a town in Russia in the western part. Eastern part was a principal capital city was later shifted to Moscow.
简单句话说，这个以西结所得到的信息是告诉我们说，上帝要他面向着马格地的这几个地方的王呢，发一言攻击他们，向他们挑战。
Essentially, what God is saying here, God wanted Ezekiel.To face the prince of Magog and tell them and prophesy against them.
所以第三节说，主耶和华如此说：罗斯米色图巴的王啊，哥哥啊，我以你为仇敌啊。
Third verse and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal.
还有，再看第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节告诉我们说，不止耶和华向马哥弟弟的哥哥的这些王来攻击做，向他挑战。第五节说，波斯人、古时人、弗人。还有哥灭人以及托加马族人呢，都要跟他们在一起，成为上帝的仇敌。
In verse 5, not only the Gog and Magog and Rosh, but Persia, Cush, Put, Gomer, Togarmath, all of these will become enemies of God.
简单句话说
，Simply speak spoken.
换句话说，两千五百年前，上帝早已经告诉我们说，有一个苏联的国家要在末后的时代里面兴起来了。
2,500 years ago, God tells us there would be a nation called Russia who would be in the, would be coming up against His people.
2,500年前的时候，在这个国家民族还没起来的时候，上帝在他的权智里面、意志里面已经看到这个民族要跟神挑战。上帝说：“来吧，我向你挑战，我就跟你做仇敌啊。”
2,500 years ago, God had already seen that this nation would come up, would become rush and go against God.
还有，不单单是罗斯。他还要加上几个国家跟他们连在一起，一起来抵挡上帝。
Not only Russia or Rus, they would come unite with other nations and fight against God.
好，我们看几个国家呢
？Which countries are them?
第一个，第五节说波斯人呢。
Verse 5, Persia.
啊，波斯是古时候的名字。
It's an ancient name.
一九三几年他们改做伊兰的。
1930s, it was changed to Iran.
那么波斯以前是西方国家的好朋友。
Previously, Iran was a good friend of the West.
是亲美的。
It was pro-America.
注意听，在1979年的时候呢，开始呢，反了，不同的，改观的。
Starting in 1979, it changed.
所以现在你们都知道了。
So now all of us know.
我不要再发挥下去了。
I don't have to explain.
因为时间不够。第二个国家，古时人。
Second country, Kush.
古时人在哪里呢？
Where is Kush?
古斯人就是黑皮肤的 Ethiopia, 现在的 Ethiopia.
The Kush are the dark-skinned Ethiopians.
是在北非的。
In northern Africa.
所以换句话说，这个波斯是在东边的，东边的。
Iran, Persia was in the east.
那么古斯人呢，是在北非的。
Kush is in northern Africa.
在南边的。
In the south.
然后我们再看，在古时呢，是在1970年的时候呢，开始就左倾的倾向共产党那一方面走了。
Crucial Ethiopia in 1970 became pro-communist。
还有福伦告诉我们
，and put，
那么小字叫做利比亚，什么国家是南方的北非的国家
？Or called Libya, it's in the north and south。
很多台湾的这一个技术人员、医生或者是护士都到利比亚去帮助那个国家。
Many medical doctors or nurses go into Libya to help them。
有一次，有一个利比亚的这个技术人员回到我们的教会来做礼拜，我跟他讲说：“你不要回利比亚去。”
There was one a technician from Taiwan who had been to Libya to help them. He came to our church. I said, "Don't go back to Libya."
那是差不多在少年前的时候
，12 years ago.
他说：“为什么不要回去呢
？”I said, "Why should I go back?"
我说：“圣经告诉你说，利比亚要变成一个共产的国家。
”He said, "The Bible says that Libya will become a communist country."
可是圣经哪里这样讲
？He said, "Where in the Bible says this?"
好，我说我下个礼拜专讲利比亚国家好了。
He said, "Next week I'll just talk on Libya in my message."
听完这个道理之后。
After he heard my message,
赶快去帮他办拘留啊！办拘留叫帮他办拘留了，办拘留啊，就是 permanent residence。
Oh, he started to have permanent residency here in
this 国家里面的。
He's now in America.
他发现到，他说现在我们就感觉到已经不对了，一下子呢就被这个共产党又拿过去了。
He also felt that in Libya it's not stable, so yes, today it becomes a communist country.
Libya 是一个。全世界最穷的国家，以前
previously it was one of the poorest nation on earth。
当他们独立的时候
，when they became independent，
全国找不到12个高中毕业生的。
Of the entire nation, they couldn't even find 12 senior high school graduates。
这个国家现在变怎么样呢
？What happened to this country now？
有钱的国家
，a rich country。
为什么呢
？Why？
油很多
，lots of oil。
啊，所以为什么？在2500年前的时候呢，上帝告诉你利比亚那么重要，因为利比亚的地图里面呢有呢黑金啊 ，black gold 在里面的。
Why is it that 2,500 years ago God told us the land of Libya will be very important because underneath there are black gold？
什么叫 black gold？
What is black gold？
就是油嘛
，That's oil。
好，我们不再加讲这个，再下去了。
Let's go on。
还有一个国家，第六节告诉我们的
，Verse 6，
哥灭人呢
，Gomer。
Gomer， 什么叫 Gomer 呢
？What is Gomer？
若是你到德国去的话
，If you go to Germany，
你问德国人那些老一点德国人，老一辈德国人
，You ask more of the elderly German，
他说呢，他们都告诉你说 ，Gomer 就是 Germany 的这个字演变出来的。
He will tell you Gomer is derived from the word Germany。
犹太人很多人都知道 Gomer 是指作德国讲的。
Many Jewish people。They know that Gomer would depict Germany.
好，弟兄姊妹，在1945年第二次世界大战的时候呢，那个时候之后，西边的德国呢，东德呢，被共产党拿过去了。
1945 after the war, East Germany was swallowed up by the communists.
一直到现在，你看见没有
？Up till today,
他们是相当这一个红的国家。
They are very red.
好，我们注意看一下。
Let's scrutinize
这里告诉我们这个北方的国家
He tells us the northern kingdom
要下来
would come down
弟兄姊妹当我们在讲说北方东方西方南方是以什么标准呢
When we talk about north, west, south, east what criteria do we use
为什么不做美国的标准
do we use American standard
why not 为什么不要
why not use American standard
为什么不用中国的标准
why not use Chinese standard
因为圣经告诉我们说这个地方是世界的中心啊
，because the Bible tells us that point is the center of the world。
所以以西结的第五章的第五节告诉我们说啊，我把你放在世界的中间。
Ezekiel 5:5 tells us I have put you in the middle of the earth。
这个中间什么意思呢
？What is the middle mean？
那意思就是用一个很妙的一个希伯来文讲，肚脐啊，肚脐是人的中间嘛，在正中间，不会歪到旁边的，也不在后面，在这里的。
It uses a very interesting Hebrew word, which is means a belly button.
所以地理学家就改做，就研究着他们不得不跟圣经讲到地中海吧。
So the geologist tells the Mediterranean sea would call it 地中海middle of the earth.
所以呢，我们看到这里呢，告诉我们是欧洲。 跟非洲跟亚洲的中间的一个汇合点，在这个地方中心点。
That point is between Europe, between Africa, and between Asia.
所以我们看到是以色列来做中心点来讲的。
So Israel is a central point.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
我们要再看下去了。
Continue.
这里告诉我们呢，第七节我们看一下。那聚集到你这里的各队都要准备，都当准备，你自己也要准备做他们的大帅，就说明了这个北方的国家要做其他这些国家的领袖带领人呢。
Be thou prepared, prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. God asks them to be prepared.
那么准备做什么事呢
？Prepare for what？
好，第十一节，我们看一点，看看第十节，第十节讲，第十节讲
，Verse ten，
第十节讲说，主耶和华如此说，到那时，你的心必起意念，图谋恶计。
And thus saith the Lord God, it shall come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought.
啊，图谋恶计干什么事呢？
What's
the purpose?
What's the purpose?
第十一节告诉我们说，我要上那无城墙的乡村，我要到那安静的民那里，他们都没有城墙，无门无串，安然居住。
And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages. I will go to those who are at rest, who dwell severally, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates.
简单一句话说，上帝在2500年前看见这些国家要联合在一起，一起到一个地方来，叫做没有城墙。没有门没有串安然居住的地方就是以色列国家
2500 years ago God has prophesied that all of the nations from east, west and south is going to the land without walls or gates for those that live peacefully that is Israel
苏联要带着这些军队全部下来了
Russia would bring her entire army down south
对我忘记一个国家在第六节告诉我们一个托迦马族啊托迦马族
Verse 6 Another country Togarma
托迦马族什么国家呢
What is, Who is Togarma
Togarma 就是土耳其 Turkey
Togarma is Turkey
所以那是1979年开始在里面在政变又来了
1979 there was a coup
所以我们看到在这个五个国家里面
From the five countries
已经三个国家已经稳了被北方的罗斯呢所拿去的
Out of these, already three countries have been surrounded and swallowed up by Russia.
还有两个还没完全被拿过去的。
Two have not completely been swallowed up.
一个就是伊朗。
One is Iran.
一个就是土耳其。
One is Turkey.
等到这两个国家一起都被拿去的话
，After these two are swallowed up,
然后他们要全部下来的。
Then the whole hordes of them would come down.
从东边来
，From the east.
从北南边来
，From the south.
从西边来。
From the west,
做什么用的
？Why?
有三个理由，为什么这个罗斯要来攻打以色列国
？Three reasons why Rush would come to attack Israel.
我希望你自己回家去了再看一下，因为我的时间一直看手表，叫我很紧张，不晓得应该怎么讲。好，我们看见三个理由告诉我们为什么他要下来呢
？Three reasons why they come down.
在圣经里面告诉我们两个理由。
Two reasons stated here.
那么另外一个方面告诉一个理由，三个理由。
The third time tells us the third reason.
同一个理由，因为这个罗斯这个国家想做世界大帝国，统治全世界。
First reason, the nation Russia wants to be a big nation and control the whole world.
这是他们的心。
This is their purpose.
他们愿意统治全世界。
They want to control the whole world.
所以他们的地皮啊，伸延到6000英里之外。
Their square mile.
他们的这个力量伸延到六千里之外。
Their power is extends up to 6,000 miles away.
可以说三分之一之多的人都在他们的这一个主义底下受控制的。
One third of all the population of the world is under their doctrine.
他想做大帝国。
They aim to be a big power.
这是从政治眼光去看的。
This is a political viewpoint.
第二件事情告诉我们。
The second reason.
从经济眼光去看，他要下来。
From an economical reason, they are coming down.
这个小国家像 New Jersey 这么大，有什么宝贵呢？
What does a small nation like the size of a New Jersey? What value is it?
这里有一个死海。
There is a Dead Sea there.
这个死海里面的宝藏可以供应到它的燃料或者炸药，一切可以供应到全世界2000年的需要。
The minerals, the resources inside the Dead Sea can supply the whole.World for 2,000 years.
要是全世界的燃料都用完的话，肥皂用完的话
，If all of the resources, all of the soap in the world were used up,
你去那边挖就好了。
Just dig there.
2000年可以供应全世界的需要。
For 2,000 years, it could supply the whole world.
你知道这个死海的这个小地方啊，是七个 mile 的长的地方，这多少钱呢？
You know how much value the 16 mile wide Dead Sea would cost?
要一加上大概15-16个零的价值，美金价值。
The value of the Dead Sea mineral would be $1 to $10 to $15.
换句话说，他们告诉我们怎么计算：美国的地皮都卖掉，英国也卖掉，德国卖掉，法国卖掉的总数还不能够来买换这个死海。
We can look at it. The whole United States real estate were to be sold, including England, including France, including Germany. It would not be enough to cover the value of the Dead Sea.
上帝把最富有地方给以色列百姓。
God gave the most valuable piece of territory to the state of Israel.
北极熊看不见了。
The northern bear sees it.
为了经济缘故，它应该下来的。
For economical reason, they are coming down.
报道告诉我们说，苏联的油啊，只可以用到明年就差不多完了。
The news tells us the oil in Russia is only usable up to next year.
它可以去北极去挖，没问题的。
Yes, they can go to exploring the Arctic
circle.代价太多，花太多钱，他不如就南下来了，就放袋子里不是好一点吗？所以他的军事力量可以拿下，拿过来简单一点，不用花财力、人力、物力。
Yes, but it's too expensive. The easier way is to go south and snatch the oil fields there.
所以这里告诉我们说，他要去抢财为奴，抢夺货为猎物，就是这个意思啊。
It's the Bible says they will take a spoil and to prey.
好，弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们什么
？What does this mean?
还有一个问题来了。什么理由叫下来呢
？One other reason, why did they go down?
宗教的理由叫他下来的。
Religious reason makes them come down.
在记录里面告诉我们
，In the news report we hear，
这个苏联的政府在1918年国会里面正式向上帝挑战。
The Congress in Russia in 1918 officially declared war on God.
这是历史以来唯一的一个政权向神挑战。
This is the first and only time in the history of the whole world someone declares war on God.
当你有机会到苏联列宁格勒去的时候，你看那个大墙壁，全部都是拳头，向天指的拳头，拳头，千千万万的拳头。
If you go to Leningrad, you will see on the walls around there are pictures of all fists pointing to heaven.
不是。向人这边指来的，是向上指上去的。
Not pointing to mankind, but pointing up to God.
所以上帝早知道了。
God knew about this early.
知道这些人呐、啊。
He knows about this type of person.
是谁的后代呢
？Whose descendants were those?
创世纪第十章，你看好了，谁的后代
？Genesis 10, you know who their ancestors were.
你不要翻过去，你等一下回家翻好了。创世纪第十章告诉你，这个哥哥或者波斯或者古实或者福或者是托加马，这些名字是属于挪亚的几个孩子呢？你自己看研究好了。
Go home and look at Genesis 10, whose ancestors were Gog, Magog, Meshach, and so on.
弟兄姊妹。苏联是唯一的国家，要先打倒上帝无神主义，再打倒资本主义。
Brother and sister, Russia is only country that will like to knock down God first, then knock down capitalism.
他们认为啊，宗教是人类的鸦片。
They think that religion is the opium of man.
所以他第一个先向神挑战。
So they declare war on God first.
若是你心中没有神的话
，If you don't have God in your heart,
那么眼中就没有人了。
Then in your eyes you don't see any person.
所以他们很聪明，第一件事先把神拿掉的话，他就可以控制你了。
They're wise in saying there is no God first, so they can control you.
第二，弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
在1930年的时候
，1930，
苏联出张邮票
，they had a put out a stamp.
哎，我收集邮票的人呢？我收集邮票的人呢
？Because I collect stamps.
那邮票里面什么呢
？What is a stamp？
邮票在上面呢有4匹马。
On the stamp there was 4 horses.
后面很多飞尘，代表很多军队。
Behind the 4 horses were dust and the army.
然后下面有三条线。
Below it were 3 lines.
往哪里走呢？南下往哪里走呢
？Where were they going?
他们的中心点就在这个地方。
They're going south.
1930年已经准备好了。
They were prepared even in 1930.
现在1981年已经50年了，51年了。
1981 is 50 years past.
在斯大林还没死的时候。
Before Stalin died,
他曾经说过，有一天我们要差一100多万的军队南下。
He said this: In one day, we will come down with 1 million army.
弟兄姊妹，圣经有一句话。
The Bible has one phrase.
他说，以色列国若是再复国的话。
Says if Israel were to be revived,
那么再也没有人有力量把以色列人从以色列国里面拔出来，拔不出来的。
No one will be able to pluck the Israelites out of their own homeland anymore.
苏联怎么讲？
What does Russia say?
他说我们不相信这个话。
We don't believe this kind of saying. What does Russia say?
他说我们不相信这个话。
We don't believe this kind of saying.
我们要把它拔出来。
We will pluck Israel out of their land.
所以以色列复国到现在有四次战争了。
So after Israel was founded, there were 4 major wars.
那么这战争虽然是阿爸出头的。阿伯人出头的。
Even though the Arabs started the war,
但是后面的主使力呢，就是北方那个熊要把以色列拔出来。
Behind the Arabs were the Russian bear.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
哦，若是你去注意听那个以色列四次的战争的话，你可以知道，真是上帝的选民，神的话安定在天，永远不改变。
If you research into the four words, you would praise God and say, "This is Lord Jehovah helping the Israelites."
你要爱主，你要敬畏神的。
You would love Him and you would worship God.
因为这位神是真神的。
Because this God is a real and true God.
没有人可以把它拔掉的。
No one can pluck the Israelites out.
苏联怎么说呢
？What did Russia say?
我要把它拔掉。
I will pluck them out.
要把它推到地中海去。
I will push them into the Mediterranean Sea.
上帝在2500年前的时候
，God 2500 years ago said,
来吧，来吧
，Come, come,
来嘛，来嘛。
Come,
准备好来
，Be prepared.
好，那么我就对付你了
，And I will go against you.
所以你说上帝为什么这样残忍，要对付一个人，根本还生都没生下来呢
？You say why does God so cruelly is against Russia?
他们知道不知道呢
？Do they know?
哦，他们知道。
Of course they know.
你知道斯大林看圣经看了五遍子，从头到尾。
You know Stalin read the Bible 5 times.
有多少人在当看圣经看五遍的？
How many of you have read the Bible 5 times?
他也知道这个启示录第17章是只做天主教讲，他也知道。
Stalin knew that Revelation 17 is for talking about the Catholics.
但是他不相信啊，罗斯米瑟是只做 Russia 讲，他不信这个的。
He didn't believe. He didn't believe Rus is Russia.
你说今天他们不知道吗
？You know they do not know.
他知道也不信的。
They know but they don't believe.
他要向神挑战。
They want to wage war with God.
他们要想得到他们的财富
，They want to get wealth。
好，圣经告诉什么呢
？What does the Bible say？
好，注意看一下，是11节
，Verse 11。
什么时候下来的呢
？When do they come down？
1948年是以色列复国的时候
，Israel was founded 1948。
到现在还没下来
，Up till now the Russian has not come south。
对，他们是暗中下来几次，只有武器下来，人还没有下来呀。
Yes, they come down. Subtly, the equipment have come down.
但是人还没下来。
But the army, the
但是圣经告诉我们，这一次的下来，联合东南西北的土耳其话，什么时候下来呢
？But here the Bible says, during this time, they will unite the east, the west, and the south, and come down.
这一件事情就是解经家今天最困扰的问题。
This is the most difficult passage for a Bible teacher today.
上帝暗示我们
，God loves us，
暗示我们
，God has revealed to us，
但是呢，不是清楚的告诉我们，他不要我们清楚知道
，But not too clearly has stated his
states。你看，在十一节告诉什么呢
？In verse 11，
他说我要上那无城墙的乡村
，I will go to the unwalled villages。
这个乡村是没有门、没有墙、没有串的
，The villages is without wall, without gates。
所以这一件事情不是应验在旧约里面，因为旧约的以色列国家。有城墙围住的。
This is not fulfilled in the Old Testament because the Old Testament Jewish town there are walls and there are gates.
现在你到以色列去的话
，If you go today to Israel,
没有城墙的
，No walls.
因为城墙不能够保护仇敌，不能保护国家。
Because the walls cannot protect the city.
因为那个什么那个氢气弹那个炸弹都从上面下来的话，你的墙不够高顶住它的，所以没有用，城墙没有用的。
Because we have missiles and airplanes and walls are ineffective.
我今年的年底要到以色列去。
I'm going to Israel end of this year.
我要好好的思想这些问题，看看一下。
Like to really think about these things.
所以这是新约的事情。
This is depicting the New Testament.
是以色列回国的事情。
After the Israelites have come back to their home country.
因为37章才告诉我们以色列复国。
Because verse 37 has just. Chapter 37 just told us the revival of the Israel nation.
然后呢，以色列回国之后呢，然后北方的国家就来了。
So after the Israelites have come back to their homeland, the northern army would come down.
好，另外一个暗示是什么呢？
What is the other indication?
他说，在到那安静的民那里，安静的民那里。
It got to the silent spirit.
好，这些安静的民是指什么时候讲的呢？
What does the spirit of quietness depict?
你会不会很奇怪一件事情呀？
You may be surprised.
这个埃及呢，是以色列的大仇敌。
Israel, Egypt is a great was the great enemy of Israel.
很多人都想不可能改变埃及人的观念来对抗以色列，一定要打死他们的。
Many of us say we never can change the attitude of the Egyptians toward the Israelites. They must fight each other.
但是圣经告诉你，在最后一次的南下的时候呢，埃及不在里面，对不对？因为埃及不在名单里面嘛。
But the Bible tells us in the last war, when all of them united together, Egypt is missing because Egypt is not mentioned here.
圣经告诉我们说，信徒要被提，要被提。
The Bible tells us the Christians will be raptured.
被提之后
，after the rapture，
有七年大灾难
，seven years of tribulation，
分作头三年半，后三年半。
First three and a half years and the latter three and a half years。
好，现在问题来了
，problem comes in。
到那安静之民
，the people of quiet。
有的解经家说，安静的民就是以色列人1948年回国安静立国了。
Who are the quiet people? Some say it's the Israelites who went back in 1948, and they are the quiet nation.
但是我们知道四次战争告诉我们说，他不是很安静的，很多战争在里头啊。
But after the four different wars, tells us they are not a quiet people. They are.
所以呢，是在什么时候呢？
So where is the quiet nation?
几年前以色列跟埃及签合约的时候呢，是不是开始安静，不怕埃及来攻打他们呢？
A few years ago, when the Israelites and the Egyptians signed a peace treaty, isn't this the beginning of a quiet nation?
所以现在有的人就在注意这个安静的之民是在什么时候开始的。
So we many of us are saying, when does the quiet nation start?
好，丁志伟，我告诉你好了，有的人呢以为是在被提之前呢，就是攻打下来的被提之前。
Many think that the attack from the north.We come before the rapture.
我们看得见的。
We can see it.
就有人这样讲。
Many, some of them say this.
有的人告诉我们说，被提之后呢，才下来的。
Some says the attack would come after the rapture.
有的人说是在敌基督跟以色列签和平条约之后呢，那个时候以色列安稳了才下来的。
Some say it's in the middle of tribulation after the peace treaty between Israel and the Antichrist.
也有人说是在七年大灾难之后呢下来的。
Some even say it's after the seven-year tribulation.
我想啊，这三个呢比较可以去考虑思想的。
I feel the three we can think about the three.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
假设是被提之前的话，下来的话
，if it were before the rapture, the army comes down.
弟兄姊妹，我们的时间不多了，我告诉你
，our time is not much，
不多了
，not much。
若是在被提之后马上下来的话呢
？If it were after the rapture。
最多跟一两年而已
，maybe one or two years at most。
若是在中间的话呢，再加三年半给你好了。
If even in the middle part, just add two or three years。
你知道吗？圣经告诉我们，在这个事情的发生呢，就是跟信徒被提有个很密切的关系。
The Bible says when this army comes down, it has great relationship with the Christian。
好，你说，那么有没有人帮他忙呢？帮以色列国家忙呢
？You may ask。Are there any friends who are helping the Israelites?
有有有，你看看好了。十三节告诉什么？十三节。
Verse 13。
十三节说，斯巴人、狄但人、他斯的客商跟其间少壮士子，都必问你说，你干什么事啊？你要抢什么东西啊
？Sheba and Dedan and the merchant of Tarshish and all his young lion shall say to thee, Art thou come to take a spoil?
弟兄姊妹，斯巴、狄但是最难找的，很难 pinpoint 的一个地方。他们说，大概是在 Saudi Arabia 那一带的国家的人呢。
Sheba and Dedan is difficult to pinpoint where they are, but people say it's near the Saudi Arabian.
那么他是的客商是指谁呢？他是
Tarshish. This picks who?
我们知道 Jonah 跑到他斯去，对不对？
We know that Jonah is ran away to Tarshish.
那么他斯就是西班牙的国家一个城市叫他斯城的。
It's a town in Spain called Tarshish.
啊，所以呢，可以说是西方的国家。
Can represent the Western nations.
还有更妙的什么呢？少壮的狮子。
Says the young lions.
哎，什么叫少壮狮子呢
？What is a young lion?
假使有少壮的狮子，一定有母狮，对不对
？If there's a young lion, there must be a mother lion.
所以呢， 母狮是谁呢？
Who is the mother lion?
在解经研究预言的时候，很多时候我们要注意表号，表号。
In prophecy, we should study these symbols.
因为圣经用很多的这个动物、植物、矿物代表国家。
Because the Bible uses a lot of symbols, animals or plants to represent nations.
好，中国是用龙。
China is represented by the dragon.
美国用老鹰。
The U.S. is the eagle.
新加坡用老鹰。
Singapore is eagle.
对不对？非洲有的国家用豹。
The Africa use
有的国家用豹，用豹，用 leopard.
A leopard.
还有狮子什么呢？
What is a lion?
英国。
England.
英国是母狮。
England is a mother lion.
从这个母狮啊，生出好几个小狮子跑出来了，变成少壮狮子了。
From the mother lion, the young cubs, young lion comes up and be strong lions.
从那个母狮生出来的这个美国啊，少壮狮子，加拿大，还有什么呢？还有 Australia, 还有 New Zealand, South Africa, 这些都是从这个母狮里面出来的。
From the mother lion are born little cub, lion cubs, and they grow up become strong lions like the U.S., Australia, New Zealand,
Canada,
Canada.
这些国家都要说什么话呢？
What would this nation say?
派军队去吗？
Would they send army?
No,
no.
力不从心啊。
They cannot afford.
心有余力不足。
They like to, but they can't.
他们就喊喊叫叫，喊喊叫叫。
They just shout and gesture.
为什么你要去啊？为什么去干涉抢东西啊？
Why would you go? Why would you get pray, take prey?
你看到没有？这个最近我们这个国家的这个少壮狮子有用没有？没有用，纸老虎一个，喊喊叫叫，动都不敢动的。
Today we see the lion today, they just talk, they just gesture, they just threaten.
你来干什么事啊？为什么要抢东西啊
？Why do you come? Why do you steal? Why do you pray, take a prey?
北极熊说的是你不甘心，你下来嘛，你下来一起抢好了嘛。
The northern bear says, if you like to join, come in, come on down and fight with us.
啊，弟兄姊妹，没有用了。
Brothers and sisters, useless.
不要把这个国家看得太重大。
Don't view too strongly on this nation.
完了。
Finish.
对不起，我也是美国籍，所以我讲这话。
I'm sorry, I'm also a U.S. citizen, so I can say this.
那是我讲中国人来讲中国籍话，中国籍话讲这话就不好听一点了。
If I'm a Chinese citizen, I don't say this kind of words.
完了。
Finish.
没有指望了。
No hope.
我们要悔改，求神保守我们的国家。
We must repent and ask God to have mercy on us.
他们既然下来后怎么办呢？
Okay, after they come down, what would happen?
上帝说，你们放心，我来处理好了。
God says, take heart, I will take care.
我不再睡觉，我没打盹。
I'm not sleeping, I'm not nodding.
保护以色列的不打盹不睡觉。
Those that protect Israel will not sleep.
保护以色列的是耶和华。
He that protects Israel is God himself.
好，上帝怎么对付这个国家？这个国家呢？
How does God protect this nation?
哦，弟兄姊妹，注意看一下。
Take a look.
你看到没有？在第十七节的时候，注意看。
Verse 17.
第三十八章十七说：“主耶和华如此说，我在古时借着我仆人以色列的先知所说的话，就是你吗？就是你吗？当日他们多年预言，我必带你来攻击以色列人。看到没有？第十八节说，主耶和华说，哥哥上来攻击以色列地的时候，我的愤怒，我的怒气从鼻孔里面发出来。”我发愤恨烈怒如火说，那日在以色列地必定有大的震动，甚至海中的鱼、天空的鸟、田野的兽，必在地上一切的昆虫和其上的众人，因为见我的面就都震动，山林必崩裂，陡烟必塌陷，城墙横必吞倒。主耶和华说，我必命我的诸山发刀剑来攻击各个人，都要用刀剑杀害兄弟，彼此残杀。我必用瘟疫和流血的事刑罚他，他也必将暴雨、大炮和硫磺降于他和他的军队，并他所率领的众民。我必显为大，显为圣，在多国人的眼前显现，他们就知道我是耶和华了。所以十七节到二十三节告诉我们，上帝怎么对付北方的苏联的国家，跟他的众民啊。
17 to 23 tells us how God.Dwell with this northern nation.
所以你自己看一下好了。
All of you look for yourself.
简单句话是什么样呢？当上帝把这个地震的时候啊
，When God put an earthquake in this situation,
那些军队啊吓得魂不附体的，彼此残杀，你杀我杀你的。
All the army were so trembling that they really killed each other.
因为降火下来
，He dwelt fire and brimstorm.
降暴雨下来
，He rained fire.
还有呢，硫磺下来
，and brimstorm.
所有军队啊，彼此互相残杀。
The army was so confused, they killed each other.
在 King James Version 里面告诉我们呢，说剩下六分，哎，死了六分之五的人呢，剩下六分之一退到西伯利亚去。
In King James Version tells us, five-sixths of the army were killed, and only one-sixth left and retreated.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
在最近这四次的战争里头
，During the four wars recently，
我告诉你啊。很多圣经所描写的这些啊，已经初步的应验在阿拉伯人的身上。
What God has depicted here, really, some of them really happened on the army of the Arabs.
当我在欧洲讲预言，讲到以色列的四个战争的时候
，When I was in Europe talking about the four wars of the Jews,
好多年轻人看见我们的神是真神，是活的上帝，是永远的王啊。
Many of us from the wars and how God helped them really gave glory to our God.
所以你不爱主啊，是可咒可诅的。
If you don't love God, you are cursed.
因为他实在是真神啊。
He is really the true God.
人不能够与神呐抵挡的。
Man cannot face God.
好，我们来看一下。
Let's continue.
当上帝惩罚他们的时候
，When God punished them，
虽然这些纸老虎都在那喊喊叫叫
，Even though the young lions were there just threatening，
但是没有作为的。
They didn't take any action.
为什么上帝要行他的作为呢
？Why did God have to reveal Himself？
因为以色列国是神的百姓，以色列地是上帝的地。
Because the Jews are God's chosen people, Israel is God's chosen nation.
所以圣经这样说。
The Bible says，
什么人碰到以色列国家，就是碰到上帝眼中的同人呐、啊，很不舒服，一定要丢三遍吧。
If you do something against the Jewish nation, you do something. You are doing something against the pupil of God's eye, and God will punish you.
所以上帝对付他了。
God will punish this kind of person.
上帝要说我要这样做，事情不这样成就的。
God says, "I will give this to you, and this will be done."
好了，我们知道。
We know.
在这个战七年的战争里头
，During the seven-year war,
上帝要大请客。
God will have a feast.
Feast, yeah. 同一个请客呢是茶点，是小点心，点心来的啊，是点心来的。
The first kind of feast is are the appetizers.
啊，第二个呢是吃大餐。
The last one is a big banquet.
啊，大餐我知道是什么地方，就在七年的幕后这个地方要摆宴席给你们吃的。
When is it? It's the end of the seven year.
但是呢，小点我不敢讲在哪里，可能在这里，可能在这里，可能在这里，我不敢讲。
I don't know where the snacks are. It's the early part.
好，你注意看看圣经一下啊、哦。
What does the Bible say?
Okay, 注意看。第三十九章
，Chapter
39，第四节开始看起
，Verse 4，
你和你的军队，并同你的列国人都必倒在以色列山上，我必将你给各一类的知鸟和田野走兽做食物，你必倒在田野。我们因为我曾说过，这是耶和华说的，我要降火在马哥。和海岛安然居住的人身上，他们就知道我是耶和华了。所以这里告诉我们说，上帝要请一些飞鸟、一些走兽来吃好多的肥肉。
Here it says God will invite all of the ravens and the flying birds and come and enjoy a meal.
什么肉呢
？What kind of meat？
有黑肉、有白肉、有黄肉。
We have dark meat, we have light meat, we have red meat.
因为北非话是黑肉咯。
Northern Africa is dark meat.
波斯这一带跟土耳其话是黄肉咯。
Persia and Asia is yellow meat.
那么割面是白肉咯。
The gob would be white meat.
各种各样的肉给你吃。
Every kind of meat.
请谁吃呢
？Inviting whom?
请空中的飞鸟走出来吃。
Inviting the birds of the sky.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister，
我告诉你，最近的报道，几年来的报道
，The news report recently
很奇怪，他们在注意呢。以前以色列国呢，在那地中海那一带，不是在死海那个地方，很少那些飞鸟吃实体的飞鸟，看都看不见的。
Near the Dead Sea, previously there are very few scavenger birds flying around the Dead Sea area。
像雕啦，像老鹰呢，吃实体的话，那个叫做空中的拉稀清道夫啊，都看不到的。
Like the eagle or the raven, those are the scavenger eating dead bodies. Very few of them.
最近几年来
，recently，
他们说飞来了，飞来了，一直来了。
They are coming，
在那边盘旋呢。
They are circling around.
以前生的那些小的时候，一只是一只生一只的。
Before when they are born their young, it's only one young.
现在一生生三只，生四只了。
Here when they give birth, three.
为什么呢
？Why？
他们等着要吃点呢，茶点呢。
They're waiting for the snacks.
他们知道了。
They know.
空中的飞鸟知道了。
The birds of the sky, they know.
已经来了。
They are coming.
为什么呢？
Why?
他们有一种感觉，知道说有事情要发生在那地方，很多人会死在那里，我们要赶快来捡肉吃的。
They know their feeling that eventually many people will be coming, many people will die there, and let's eat their bodies.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
我来这里讲到之前，我收到一个杂志。
Before I came, I received a magazine.
讲到什么呢
？What did it say？
讲到这个以色列最近宣布一个地方做一个以色列一个最大的坟场。
Recently, the state of Israel has declared a certain area to be the biggest grave site.
好，39:11告诉你的。
Verse 11, chapter 39.
当那日，我必将以色列地的谷，就是东海东人所经过谷，赐给哥哥为坟地，使经过的人到此停步，在那里必葬埋哥哥和他的群众，就是称为那哈门哥哥地，哥哥地啊，哥哥谷啊。这里告诉什么呢？就是哈门是什么？是群众的意思。
What is the meaning of Haman? Means it means multitude.
那么哥哥话就是指国家名字的。
God is the name of the nation.
所以呢，最近以色列在死海的东边，死海东边定下一个地，这个地方是做坟墓，名字呢跟圣经一样。
Recently, Israel has put aside one place east of the Dead Sea for a gravesite, graveyard.And the name is called the same name, Hamon Gog.
很多群众埋葬地方。
It's a burial place for the multitude.
坟场预备好了。
The gravesite has been prepared.
飞鸟开始来了。
The scavenger birds are coming.
你我知道不知道？时间不多了。
Do you know time is short?
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
你知道不知道时间不多了？
Do you know time is short?
我忘记告诉你，你可能心里想说，摩西啊，他用什么东西下来呢？
You may ask Moses, how do they come down?
用飞机、用炸弹、用火箭下来吗
？Do you use plane missiles or rockets?
No. 圣经告诉你呀、啊，他们必骑着马、马匹、军队下来的。
The Bible says they would come down using horses.
哎，你说怎么可能呢
？How can this be?
我告诉你，75%的马，世界的马的好马，都在苏联的手中。
75% of the best horses are in the hands of the Russian.
最近攻打亚富汗也是用马很多下来的。
Recently, when the Russian attacked Afghanistan, they used horses.
在美国的 Salt Treaty 2的时候呢，美国政府跟苏联交换东西呢，很多人骂卡特呢笨，为什么？因为把很多马呢暗中跟他交换，他都把美国的马都拿去了。
In the Salt II Treaty, many say Carter was very foolish because.Silently, he sold Russia a lot of horses.
为什么他要马呢
？Why did do the Russia like horses?
他用马下来。
They can use horses to come down.
你知道什么事吗？差不多在1920年的时候，苏联跟土耳其签一个条约，什么时刻苏联要下来的话呢？政府不能干涉，随时让他下去的经过。
In the 1900s, Russia and Turkey had a treaty that whenever Russia wants to come down, Turkey would Let them use Turkey freely.
弟兄姊妹，时间不多了。
Brother and sister, time is short.
你今天有什么计划没有
？What plans do you have today?
我们在神的国度里面做了什么工作没有
？What kind of work have we done for the Lord?
若是我把每一言都告诉你的话
，If I tell you each and every prophecy,
我相信你一定会改变你的人生观、价值观、生活观，一切都改变了，放弃了。
I think you'll change your plans, your value, your outlook. Everything will be changed.
你会刻像保罗讲说，我把世界看粪土啊。
You'll be like Paul and say, I count all things as dung.
因为还有几年而已。
There's still how many years left?
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
时间不多了。
Time is not much.
我们白占地土，虚度光阴啊。
Are we occupying this with uselessly?
今天还有好多人没有信耶稣。
Many of us have not trusted Christ yet.
我们说我们爱主。
Yes, we say we love Christ.
到底我们放下多少？
How much have we given up?
为主摆上多少？
How much have we put up for Christ?
时间不多了。
Time is short.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
我不愿意告诉你什么时刻。
I do not wish to tell you when.
因为我也不知道什么时刻。
Because I don't know when.
但是圣经就告诉你。
The Bible tells us,
当你看到这些事情发生的时候。
When you see these things happen.
你知道时间近了，人子快来了，就在门前了。
You know the time is short. The Son of Man is coming even at the door.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我敢说一句话。
Let me boldly say one phrase.
不会超过两千年的。
It will not take more than 2,000 years.
所以当有人来修理我家的事情之后，我说 guarantee 几年的。
When someone comes to repair my appliance, I ask him how many years guarantee.
我说哦，三十年、五十年的。
Oh, you're talking nonsense. For 30 to 50 years, I say you're joking.
我说你只要给我二十年，我就够什么都不要了。
I told him, just give me 20 years and I'm satisfied.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
时间不多了。
The time is not much.
主快来了。
Christ is coming soon.
站在门前了。
At the door.
就要进来了。
Coming in.
我们现在还想什么？
What are we thinking about?
还计划什么？
What are we still planning?
还打算什么？
What are still we waiting for?
很多信徒啊，还以为在那做白日梦，我还可以很多计划成就大事啊。
Many of Christians are even planning great dreams. What we plan to do?
弟兄姊妹，我希望你为神成就大事。
But I hope we will make good, great plans for God.
但愿主在这个时代里面兴起我们中国同胞，成为福音工作的一些的被神使用的人。
May God raise up Chinese workers who are willing to live and work for Him.
你今天钱怎么用法？
How do we spend our money?
你的才干怎么用法
？How do we spend our talents?
有那么多有才干的人。
Many of you have talents.
有那么多好工作的人。
Good jobs,
我们怎么被神使用？
How do we use them for God?
有没有把自己摆上？
Do we face ourselves to God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
那荣耀的日子，
The glorious day
就来到了，
is coming.
他说看，
Behold,
我快来了，
I come quickly.
你预备好了没有？
Have you prepared yourself?
我们上啊。